It looks like Bibi is back. After 16 months plotting his return, Benjamin Netanyahu seems to have pulled off his political resurrection, according to exit polls. The former Prime Minister is on trial for bribery and fraud. His critics fear that back in power, Netanyahu will bend the legal system to avoid conviction.
I haven't got a voice, but we have your voice. You're wonderful. Thank you. I want to say to my friends from Likud, from the Knesset, the heads from the towns, the volunteers, those who have gone from town to town, neighborhood to neighborhood, house to house, and have fought the results. Thank you.
The far-right Jewish Power Party is celebrating a significant breakthrough. They'll be the third largest bloc in parliament and will likely be kingmakers. Their leader, Itamar Ben-Gvir, a man with a 2007 conviction for inciting racial hatred, wants to run the public security ministry.
We want to make a total separation between those who are loyal to the state of Israel, and we don't have any problem with them, and those who undermine our dear country.
It will be the first time ultra-nationalist politicians have held cabinet positions.
I believe that once those people will be part of government, they will realize the challenges, the complexity of the issues, and also they will have to realize that they are working under a Likud-led government.
There was a strong turnout in Palestinian-Israeli communities, but it wasn't enough to counter the surge in votes for the far right and help tip the balance in favor of incumbent Prime Minister Yair Lapid.
Opposition parties, if they will be that, Lapid and Gantz, are not as diabolical as Netanyahu, meaning the Netanyahu opposition voted against everything, even the stuff they believed in, even, you know, extending the law to Jewish citizens on the West Bank. They voted against it because they believed they have to bring down the government. There was no sense of national good.
It would have been hard before the election to find anyone who hadn't already made their mind up about Benjamin Netanyahu. They either love him or loathe him. So this election ended up being about getting the vote out, particularly voters who hadn't cast a ballot in previous elections. And that tactic seems to have worked. But now there are hours, days, maybe weeks of negotiations to go on before a government can be formed. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, West Jerusalem.